talking today with Tim Lust, CEO of the National Sorghum Producers. And Tim, you know, we're all aware right now that we're facing some adverse weather challenges here in the Southern Plains. And one thing that you guys have come out recently about is reminding producers that grain sorghum is one crop option that can provide a lot of opportunities for folks out in this region. Can you talk a little bit about some of those benefits that sorghum offers producers?
Well, certainly there have been a lot of challenges. So whether it's cotton that's being lost and insurance adjusted out in the panhandle, or obviously flooding areas in the eastern part of the state, just a lot of challenges this year, not only, you know, all around the country, but very specifically from our standpoint, people have asked general questions about, you know, is there seed supply available of hybrids with the right maturity? And so we just trying to proactively put out information to let growers know that, yes, there is plenty of seed available and opportunities there. You know, we continue to see a number of different end users starting to add sorghum bids, and whether that's elevators or whether that's direct end users. I think it just is a testament to the challenges of what the industry's worried about a short year this year for feed grains. And so certainly some double crop opportunities in north central Oklahoma that are always there as growers try to decide between milo and beans. And so we're just trying to make sure we get the word out about the opportunities that are there this year. And if they're in need of information, make sure that whether that's on the agronomy side or the marketing side, that we're being helpful in terms of letting them know the most current information.
And not only that, you know, compared to some other crops, sorghum is also sometimes more of a cost-effective option out there as well.
Certainly, with a lower input cost on the seed side in particular, as you're looking at late in the year in some of these areas and unsure of what you're going back into, well, certainly that's a consideration, and so want to make sure producers are aware of that.
And when you think about rotational crops, this is a great option because it does help some of those crops that come in after it.
No doubt about it. So from a disease standpoint, things like nematodes are just a lot of different soil-borne diseases. Sorghum's a great rotation crop to help break some of those cycles, put a lot of residue back into the ground. And so certainly something that we look at. And, you know, unfortunately this year, even from the livestock side, when we talk about, things like forage for this winter, certainly sorghum stalks are wonderful from a cattle grazing standpoint as well. And, one of those considerations that is have shortages in other crops, well, certainly something else to consider.
You mentioned earlier about the demand standpoint about sorghum and right now some of the marketing opportunities out there. Obviously, you know, the negotiations with China are ongoing, but sorghum seems like one of those things in that area that we still see some demand over there.
You know, we have had some sales here in the last few weeks, even there, and so certainly that's something that, very few other commodities can say, and certainly still lots of concerns around that, but still demand. We just had a group of growers and end users and merchants get back from China this weekend and continue to say just tremendous amount of demand potential there and opportunities there. And then, of course, back home, whether that's our livestock industry or our ethanol industry, both, pulling very hard now. And as we looked at the report that came out from the government earlier today, with the decrease in both acres and yield on corn, certainly we've seen the market move and know that that's a reality in terms of things to see producers get back to a price point where, certainly sorghum is certainly very competitive related to other crops.
And, you know, from a national perspective, a lot of farmers are out there considering how they can be a part of those market facilitation program payments. How does sorghum kind of factor into all of that?
Well, it certainly qualifies in terms of that. And so while these payments won't necessarily be paid directly based upon this year's production, the fact that they need to have a crop produced this year or planted this year, it certainly comes into play there. And not only grain sorghum, but other types of sorghum will qualify there as well. So, that's certainly not the main reason you do something, but it is certainly a reason this year to make sure something gets planted on all of those acres that possibly can.
Absolutely. Well, Tim, thank you so much for your time, for visiting with us today. Just one last question for you. You know, if producers want to go out and find more information about sorghum, where do they need to go to find that information?
So sorghumcheckoff.com's got a great website that lists a lot of information, whether that's marketing or agronomy contacts. And then just 806-749-3478 is our direct line here that, you know, we'll make sure you get to the right person and we get whatever questions answered that need to be answered again, whether they're on the agronomy side or whether they're on the marketing side.
That's Tim Lust, National Sorghum Producers CEO. And for the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm your Associate Farm Director, Carson Horn, reporting.